Ancestors, Adasu Salisu Va Ishurun, lesson number 23, the final dars in book 1. Now you have to understand one thing, brothers and sisters, when you are revising, there are important things that we learn in book 1. Brothers and sisters, book 1, Jar Majroor, remember, lesson 4, Mudaf Mudaf Ilehi, lesson 5, Nath Manut, lesson 9, 10, okay? And then lesson 16, what was lesson 16? What will you give a title? Kullu Jama Muannas, you lesson 16. And then we came to Kam Taliban Fi Faslikum, that lesson 19, I think, or 20. So these are the important things that we learned, okay? Now everything is combined together. In the last three lessons, all these things are combined together. So this lesson, truly speaking, is very easy if you are strong in your understanding. Now you have to understand one thing, brothers and sisters. Jar Majroor, okay, we should understand very well. And then kinds of khabar. Are you with me? Mubtada and the khabar. Then kinds of khabar is very important to have a clear-cut idea. How many kinds of khabar there are? In our simple way, mufrad. One is mufrad. When it is mufrad, it is marfu. Are you with me? It is marfu. Khalas. It has to be marfu. Second one is jar majrur. Marfu, most of the time indefinite, but it can be definite too. Susan Nusrat, most of the time it is indefinite, but can be definite too. Okay. Okay. And then jar majrur, shibu jumla. And then zarf, shibu jumla. And then it will come as a jumla fi'liya. The khabar will come as a jumla fi'liya. And then the khabar can also come as a jumla ismiya. This thing has to be clear-cut in our mind throughout our study and throughout the study of the Quran. Okay? Because if your foundation is strong, everything else will become a piece of cake for you. And that, I will prove it to you, inshallah, when we start book 2. That this knowledge will help us to understand things with much, you know, comfort and joy, inshallah. Okay? And so here also, watch for these things. Five kinds of khabar. Okay? So if you see jumla ismiya, you are looking for muftada and khabar. If you see jumla failia, you are looking for fail and fail. And later on, it will be mafulun bihi. These are the important things we watch in a sentence. There is a verb, there has to be a fa'il. If there is a mubtada, there has to be a khabar. And what is that khabar? That is what we will always be watching. In other words, I jokingly say, we have to become Sherlock Holmes. And watch for these things in the sentences. Okay? Al-Mudarris, man anta ya akhi, who are you, O my brother? Okay, ana talibun jadidun. What kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What are we looking for? Ana mubtada, talibun khabar, jadidun naat. Khalas. See, that's the way we will do, inshallah. Okay, ready? Masmuka. Remember, Hamdatul Wasal. It will be incorrect to say Ma Ismuka. You should say Masmuka. Because Hamzatul Wasal. When the Hamzatul Wasal comes in the beginning of a sentence, you pronounce it. If it there is something in front of Hamzatul Wasal, then it is assimilated. Okay. Ismi Ahmadu. What is it? Ismi Ahmadu. Now, watch for every word in this lesson. Ismi Ahmadu. Ismi, how many words are there?
Two.
What kind of a combination is this? Mudaf, mudafili. So where is our Mubtada? Ismu. Where is our Mubtada? Ismu. Why? It is actually ismu. But because of Ya Mutakallam, it became ismi. So ismu is our Mubtada, wa huwa mudaf, and Ya Mutakallam, mudafilihi. And Ahmadu, what is Ahmadu? Our khabar. Ahmadu, what does it tell you? That I am a diptot. Okay? Ahmadu, Ahmada, and Ahmada. Diptot. It declines, but declines partially. Okay, then stops. Min aina anta? Where are you from? Ana min Pakistan. Na. Now what is happening here, brother? Previously we used to say ana min al-yabani, ana min al-sini, ana min al-hindi, because they had all al. Here is without al, Pakistan nu, diptot. Okay? So if it is Pakistan nu, then it will be mansub, Pakistan na, majrur, Pakistan na. So now Dr. Abdurrahim is trying to teach us that how the diptots behave when they become majrur. So ana mubtada min harfchar Pakistana ism majrur. So min Pakistana jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea now? Watch for these things in this lesson, brothers and sisters. In the Sabatu dafatira. Why dafatira and not dafatiri? It is diptot. Yesterday we did some practice. Dafatiru, make it mansub. Dafatira, make it majrur. Tira. So now it is dafatira. But it is majrur. You know why it is majrur? Because it is mudaf ilayhi. With the numbers from 3 to 10, it is mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Fine. In the sabatu dafatira. Watch for it. In the, what is in the, brothers and sisters? In the plus mudaf ilayhi ya mutakalim. So in the is your zarf, shibu jumla khabar, and then ya mutakalim, mudaf ilayhi. And where is our Mubtada? Where is our Mubtada? Sabatu. Marfu. Wahua mudaf. And dafatira. Mudaf ilayhi majrur. Sahi? Okay. Liman hiya. How will you translate this? Liman hiya. Yes. So, to whom these belong? Now it is these dafatir. Okay. Hati ya ustad. Okay, we are not going in too much detail. Later on we will learn the meaning of hati. Means give. Yeah. Hati, give ya ustad. Hati means give. Hati ya ustad. Now watch carefully. They are beautiful sentences. Simple sentences. That we can always use in our a speech sometimes. Haza li. What is the meaning of haza li? This is for me. This belongs to me. So what is haza? What is li? Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. How many words are in li? Two. Harf jar li and ya mutakallam. Always keep that in mind. Okay. Ask yourself, how many words are there? And then you try to break it down. Okay. وَهَذَا لِي مُحَمَّدٍ. So, wow, ataf, هَذَا مُبْتِدَى لِي مُحَمَّدٍ جَعَلْ مَجُرُ شِبُ جُمْلَ خَبَرٍ. Now watch how cleverly Dr. Abdurrahim has constructed these sentences to give us a complete idea of triptote and diptote. وَهَذَا لِي حَمِدٍ. And this is for Hamid. Same thing, same another. Wahaza li Ibrahim ma. Why ma, brother? There We said Muhammadin, Hamidin, Li Hamidin, Li Muhammadin, now Li Ibrahima. Why? Because it is diptote. Ibrahimu, Ibrahima, and again Ibrahima. Very good. Wahaza Li Usmana. Diptote again. Wahaza Li Yusufa. Wahaza Li Talhata. So brother, tell me what is it here? Li Ibrahima. What is Li Ibrahima? Belongs to Ibrahim. Grammatical analysis. Jar Majrur, Shubu Jumla Khabar. Ibrahim is Ism Majrur. Uthmana is Ism Majrur. Yusufa is Ism Majrur. And Talhata is Ism Majrur. So these are all Jar Majrur, Shubu Jumla Khabar. Got the idea? Simple, brother. Ahadra Kitabuka ya Muhammadu Kitabuka. What kind of a combination is this? Kitabuka. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Very good. La hadha kitabu hamza ta. Okay. Hadha mubtada. Where is your khabar? Kitabu. One word, marfu. Wa huwa mudaf. And where is mudaf ilayhi majrur? Where is it? Hamza ta. Why ta and not ti? Diptote. That's all we have to see. How beautiful this lesson is, brother. Gives you a complete idea. And, you know, I say, you know, there are many great inventions in modern time. But I feel highlighter is one of the biggest inventions. Because you can use it to understand things. So take your highlighter at home, brothers and sisters, at home, and highlight the ending of all the diptotes. Are you with me? If you highlight the endings of all the diptotes, then it will make very clear to you when you are revising it. That highlighted vowel sign will tell you that this is Ism Majrur. But it is Majrur with Fatah. Why? Because it is diptote. So these are the things that will help you. Use your highlighter as much as you can, you know, in the books. To highlight different rules that we are learning. Okay. Aina Aliyun ya ikhwan? What is the answer? Zahaba ila al-riyadi. Ila al-riyadi. Zahaba ila al-riyadi. What is the answer? Zahaba ila al-riyadi. Okay, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla fi'l. Where is our fi'l? Zahab. Where is our fa'il? Mustatir. Ila riyadi jar majrur. Now see, here again, I admire Dr. Abdurrahim. In this sentence, he says, ila riyadi. So, proper triptote. And in the next sentence, he says, zahaba illa makkah ta. See, he wants us to understand that there is a difference between these two. One is triptote and the other one is diptote. So, وَأَيْنَ يَعْقُوبُ ذَهَبَ إِلَّا مَكَّةَ. So, ذَهَبَ is fi'l fa'il إِلَّا مَكَّةَ. Is مَكَّةَ مَجْرُور? Yes, it is مَجْرُور. بِالْفَتَح. بِالْفَتَح. Fine. Al-Mudarris, أَيْنَ إِسْحَاقُ. What is it, brother? أَيْنَ إِسْحَاقُ. See, all these are diptotes now. خَرَجَ. Kharaja is a complete sentence. Fi'l and fa'il. Three letters. Kharaja. And it is complete sentence. Okay. Later on we will learn just one letter of alphabet is a sentence. It is incredible in Arabic language. So, mata kharaja. Watch. Mata kharaja. What is the translation? When did he leave? When did he leave? Kharaja, fine. Fi'l fa'il. Kharaja, fi'l fa'il. What is qabla? Zarf. No, zarf, qabla, ba'da, amama, fauka, khalfa, they will have mudaf ilayhi. So where is your mudaf ilayhi? Khamsi. Okay. Why it is khamsi and not khamsati? Because the ma'dud is mu'annas. Because the madud is monous, so adad has to be become muzakkar. Okay? Dakaika. Why it is dakaika and not dakaiki? Deptote. So what is the singular of dakaika? Dakikatun. What is it? Dakikatun. So if I were to count from 1 minute onwards, what will I say? Dakikatun wahidatun. Dakikatani ifnatani. And then immediately I'll come to thalathu dakaika. Arba'u dakaika. Khamsu dakaika. Okay. Now make it qabla. So khamsu became khamsi. And dakaika. Okay. How will I analyze it, brother? I'll say kharaja fi'l, fa'il mustatir, qabla zarf, khamsi mudaf ilayhi. Wa huwa mudaf. And dakaika mudaf ilayhi. Clear? Is it clear, brothers and sisters? You want me to write it down? Okay, I'll write it down. Kharaja qabla khamsi kharaja fi'l. Now I'm writing in short form. Later on you'll say it's fi'l madi. And then later on you'll say mabni ala fatah. Well, these are coming later on. In the beginning, we do the simplest thing, inshallah. Fi'l plus fa'il mustatir. Fa'il is hidden. What is qabla, brother? Zarf. And what is this khamsi? Mudaf ilayhi. Plus it is mudaf. And what is this? Mudaf ilayhi. And I'm writing particularly this word majrurun because I don't see kasra, but it is fatah, but it is majrur bil fatah. Diptotes will become majrur bil fatah, with fatah. Okay? This is the simplest way of writing it. Inshallah. Tamarinu, exercises. Ta'ammal, ponder. Al-amsilata la'atiyata, on the following questions. You just have to ponder, brother. But I will write. Okay, I want to write everything. Muhammadun min harf jar isam majrur. Min Muhammadin ila Muhammadin li Muhammadin kitabu Muhammadin. What are all these things? They are isam majrur. Kitabu Muhammadin. Muhammadin is mudaf ilahi, but mudaf ilahi is also majrur. Okay, fine. Now watch at Zainabu. Zainabu. Min Zainaba. What is min Zainaba? Jar majrur. Zainab is majrur bil fatah. Why? Because it is diptote. Fine. Ila Zainaba. Same thing, jar majrur. Li Zainaba. Jar majrur. Kitabu Zainaba. Mudaf mudaf. So it's very easy, brothers and sisters. Ikra waktub. Now we come to brother Salman, watch for every sentence. Hazal kitabu li Muhammadin. Okay, brother, what is this haza? Mubtada. And what is this al kitab? Badal. See? Salman, this is the badal. Hazal kitabu. Al kitabu is the badal. And where is the news? Li Muhammadin. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Very good. Wa zalika. Wow, ataf. And zalika, you can say mubtada again, in order to simplify things. Okay. Li zainaba. So what is li zainaba? Jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Very good. Zahaba. Fine. Fi'al. Where is the fa'il? Khalidun. You will put proper dun there. Because Khalidun It is a proper name, and that proper name with Tanween is definite. It is definite and it is file. Because file is always marfu. It will be most of the time, but sometimes it can be indefinite too. But most of the time it will be definite. But we have to remember one thing. Mubtada, marfu. Khabar, if it is one word, marfu. Are you with me? Fa'il, marfu. These are the signs, you know, that the tanween or dhamma tells us that either it is mubtada or it is khabar or it is fa'il. And later on we'll learn more, inshallah. Okay? Zahaba Khalidun, fa'il. Then ila ahma. Ala ahmada. See, now Dr. Abdul Rahim wants to give us extra practice. So he's bringing all these mixed things now. So we got to watch. Ahmada. So ila ahmada is our jar majroor. Khalas. Fine. Zahaba abi. Okay, brother. Zahaba abi. What is zahaba? Fiel. Sister Hafsa, where is the file? Abi? No. Abu. Because file is marfu, so it has to be Abu. But the Yamutakalam prevented that Dhamma to be visible. Yamutakalam prevented that Dhamma to become visible and it made it into Kasra. So Abu is the file, Wahuwa, Mudaf, and then Mudafili. MashaAllah. Illa Makkah. وَذَهَبَ أَمِّي Same. ذَهَبَ فِيَلْ Where is the file? أَمُّ إِلَى جُدَّةَ See now, extra practice for diptones. Very good. أُخْتُ مَرْوَى أُخْتُ مَرْوَى نَا أُخْتُ مَرْوَى نَا مَرِيدَةٌ So brother, what is the translation? Sister of Marwan is sick. Okay, fine. What is Ukhtu? Mubtada, wa huwa mudaf. And what is Marwana? Mudaf ilayhi majroor bil fatah. Fine. And Maridatun is your khabar. Very good, brother. Aina zawju Khadija ta. Are you with me? Aina zawju Khadija ta. Where is the husband of Khadija? What is the answer? Huwa fi landana. Huwa mubtada fi landana. Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Landana, brothers and sisters, landana is, what is landana? Isam majrur bil fatah. What is it? It's diptot. But it is isam majrur bil fatah. Sayaratu Hamidin Jadidatun. What is it? Sayaratu Hamidin Jadidatun. So Hamidun is triptot. Sayaratu Mubtada Wahua Mudaf Hamidin Mudaf Ilehi. Jadidatun is your khabar. Was Sayaratu Ibrahim. Are you with me, Sister Salma? Afsa Abir. Sayaratu Ibrahim. Ma and not Ibrahimi. You make Ibrahimi, then it means you don't understand diptots. Are you with me? So Sayaratu Ibrahima, okay, Kadimatun. Fine. Yes, Sister Memuna, you want to ask something? Okay. Okay, now see by practice. Okay, names like Ahmad, okay. Akbar, okay, Arshad, Amjad, Anwar, these are all diptot. Because they are built on certain patterns, which we are going to learn later on. All the names of Muannas, sisters, I should say all the names of sisters, they are all diptot. Okay, Maryamu, Khadijatu, Aminatu, Fatimatu. Are you with me? Now you see, there is another sign that they have a single Dhamma. But even if there is no single Dhamma, you know it is diptote. And all the foreign names, all the names of the Prophet except Nuhun. Nuhun is stripped out. Why it is stripped out, we are going to learn later on. We are not going in detail. But all the names of prophets, Ishaqu, Yaqubu, Ayyubu, Ibrahimu, Ismailu. So what is this Dhamma telling you? They are all dipped out. Similarly, there will be certain patterns. Okay? So how about I go one more time to page number 118. Go to page number 118, brothers and sisters. Do you see all these things, Sister Maimuna? Huh? See number 1, number 2. All of them are diptot. Now you have to look at them and try to digest them. Okay? And they are very easy. Yeah? They are all on certain patterns. Everything is on certain patterns or with certain reason. Number 1, Zainab, these are the muannas names. So they are all diptot. Then Hamzatu, this is a, by name it is muannas, but it is used for muzakkar. Why it is by name it's muannas? Because ta marbuta comes. But then it is used for muzakkar. So these are diptot. Okay. Look at Uthmanu, Affanu, Sufyanu. Do you see a pattern there? It ends with Alif and Noon. So these are diptot. By the time you come to book 3, brothers and sisters, you will have a good idea. So book 1, what is the last lesson? Diptot. Are you listening, Sita Maimuna? Book 3, lesson number 34, the last lesson. What is that last lesson? Diptots again. But in so much detail that it will surprise you. And in that lesson, we go on the patterns. So these are the patterns which make a noun diptot. But here, as I said, kaslanu, these are adjectives. These are not. Again, they are on a certain pattern. Do you see a pattern? Kaslanu, javanu. Okay. This pattern is fa'alanu. What is the pattern? Fa'alanu. But we learn patterns later on. And here again, look at it. Ahmadu, Anwaru, Akbaru, Ahsanu, they are also on a pattern. Okay? The pattern is Af'alu. We are going to learn later on. Colors, brother. Abiyadu, Aswadu, these are all diptot. And then foreign names, they are all diptot. And then the plurals on the pattern of mafa'ilu and mafa'ilu and then af'ilau and then fu'alau. So brother, if I say all these things, I hope you are no longer gabrified. Huh? Because now we are used to it. Huh? And you will get even more used to it as we go along. So you will become expert then. When you will see a noun, you will be able to figure out that this is on this pattern. Because being immersed in the book, in the language, will make your mind absorb all these things and identify them. Okay? So here I say, Agniyau, Asdikau, Akviyau, Attibau. What is the pattern? Af'ilau. What is the pattern? Af'ilau. Write down on the side the pattern. Af'ilau. I think you wrote it down yesterday. Okay. And Fukara'u, Wudara'u, Zumala'u, Ulama'u. What are they? Fu'alau. Fine. And Masajidu, Madarisu, Fanadiku, Makatibu, Daqaiku. What is the pattern? Mafa'ilu. And then Maladilu, Mafatihu, Fanajinu, Karasiyu. These are on the pattern of Mafa'ilu, with ya there. So this is the way, Sister Maimuna, we will be able to identify them. Okay? Inshallah. And let me assure you, it's easy. And it's fun. It's a fun to identify. You will enjoy doing it, you know. So We did that. Number seven. Baitu Khalidin, mashallah, mashallah. And Kabirun. So, what is the translation? It's big. House of Khalid is big. Wa Baitu Usama Ta. See how clever Dr. Abdurrahim is. You know, you won't find this combination, you know, this beautiful way given, where we can, in a sentence, can see diptot and triptot both coming as mudaf ilayhi and giving us different picture. Okay? Baitu Khalidin and Baitu Usama Ta. MashaAllah. Very good. Number eight. Aina Zahaba Abuki Ya Layla. Yes, Sister Aisha? Number seven? Yeah, I thought you know it. Okay. Baitu Mubtada Huwa Mudaf. Khalidin Mudaf Ilehi. Kabirun Khabar. You tell me. Kabirun. Because you put a line after Baitu Khalidin. If you put a line, see, if it is Kabirin, you got to have a reason for Kabirin. Khalidin, Kabirin, no. It doesn't make sense. Then it is not a complete sentence also. You want to say, no, you cannot say anything. Kabirin cannot come. If it is to be a naat of Khalid, then what would it be? House of Big Khalid. How will you say House of Big Khalid? Tell me, brothers. House of Big Khalid. How will you say? Baitu Khalidin. Al-Kabiri. If you say Al-Kabiru, then the big house of Khalid. Are you with me? Watch carefully. I'm writing. Now that you told me, I'm writing. Okay. Baitu Khalidin Al-Kabiru. And now I write down Baitu Khalidin Al-Kabiri. Tell me, brothers and sisters, is this a complete sentence? No, it's not a complete sentence. We are waiting for the news. We are waiting for the news. Okay? I can figure out the news. Baitu Khalidin Al-Kabiru Jamilun. The big house of Khalid is beautiful. Are you with me? Then that will come as a your... Jamilun will come as a khabar. This is your khabar. Okay? Now, Baitu Khalidin Al-Kabiri, house of Big Khalid. What is it? House of Big Khalid. So, Khalidin is definite. So, the naat has to be definite. Are you with me? Is Khalidun definite or not? Then the naat has to come with Al. Khalid is definite without Al, because it is a proper name. Sister Aisha, did you see? So in that case, so your mind should be able to tell you that the Baitu Khalidin Kabirun, house of Khalid is big. Kabirun is your khabar. Are you with me? And Baitu is Usamata, Sagirun is your khabar. Sagirun is your khabar. Are you clear? Now if you were to use as a naat, Baitu Khalidin Kabirin is incorrect. It cannot be Kabirin. No way. So you got to, when you give kasra, ask yourself. Okay. Mostly it's jar majroor that we have to be careful. mudah lai, we have to be careful. And when the naat comes, you got to ask question. What is it, brother? What is your question? Brother, Baitu Khalidin, what is Baitu Khalidin? Mudaf Mudaf Ilahi, brother. So where is your Mubtada? Baitu, Wahua Mudaf. And Khalidin, Mudaf Ilahi. And what is Al Kabiru? Is a Naat for Baitu. Are you with me? Is this the Naat for Baitu or not? Because Dhamma here. It is Al Kabiru. So it means Manut has to be definite. Is this Manut definite? Yes. Why it is definite? Because Khalidin is definite. Mudafilay is definite. That's why I asked the question. How do you know whether Mudaf is definite? When the Mudafilay is definite. There was no khabar. I put the khabar after the line. Now, if you put Jamilun, then it becomes complete sentence. Otherwise, you just said, big house of Khalid. Okay, what about it? What do you want to say? Complete the sentence. See, here in the number 7, Sister Aisha, you said, Baitu Khalidin Kabirun. House of Khalid is big. Now, because you said Kabirin, and you want to give as a Naat of Khalid, I had to explain you that Kabirin cannot be Naat. If the Naat is there, it has to be Al-Kabiri. Now Al-Kabiri is the Naat for Khalid. And Al-Kabiru, if you want to use as Al-Kabiru, then it will become the Naat of Baitu. Are you with me? You want to write it down? Yes. What is the?
In the second, because it says
Baitu Khalidin. Okay. Keep, draw a line. Baitu Khalidin. Draw a line. Okay. What is Baitu? Mubtada wa huwa mudaf. And Khalidin? Mudaf. Where is the khabar now? Kabirun. Draw a line before Kabirun to make sure you separate Mubtada and khabar. Brothers and sisters, we are in the last lesson. Don't tell me you are still confused. I am assuming you are all very strong, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, again I tell you, most of the teachers do not follow this method. Some scholars or some university graduate will criticize me. He said his method is totally wrong. That's not the way you learn Arabic. But brother, I went through this process myself. And I had so much difficulty in understanding everything. It came to me later on that I could figure out these things. So then I take this initiative and start coaching you from the very beginning. And I have proven results that the students who followed this method, and then they studied up to book 3, they became expert. They became expert. And when we were analyzing Quran and understanding Quran, it was so easy for them and it was so enjoyable for them. Okay. So I am taking this initiative. Inshallah, you will find it that it has given you enormous insight into the basic rules of Arabic grammar. Okay. So that is why I say, Baitu Khalidin, put a line. Why you put a line, Sister Aisha? You separated Mubtada. And after line comes, Khabar. Similarly, Baitu Usamata. Baitu Mubtada. Wahuwa Mudaf. Usamata. Mudaf ilahi majroor bil fata. I'm going one extra thing, you know, I'm telling you. Put a line there. And what is Saghirun? Khabar. Now, if you don't put a line, then you are confused, you know. Is it Saghirin? But when you put a line, then you are separating Mubtada and Khabar. Just for your ease, inshallah. And here, Jamilun is your khabar. What is it, brothers and sisters? Jamilun is your, look at it carefully. In both cases, Jamilun will be khabar. Baitu Khalidin Kabiru Jamilun. What will be the translation? Big house of Khalid is beautiful. Baitu Khalidin Kabiri Jamilun. House of big Khalid. Maybe he's a very rich man. Okay? Very influential man. House of big Khalid is beautiful. In both cases, Jamilun will come. I'm writing down also so that it is much more clearer. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yeah, that is the right thing that you said. Case ending in Al-Kabiri told me it is the Na'at of Khalid. Case ending Al-Kabiru told me it is the Na'at of Bait. Huh? That was a good observation, brother. The case ending, that's why we say Dun Dan Din. Because it tells us where it belongs to. What kind of a function the noun is doing. Okay, brother. Aina dhahaba abuki ya Layla? Where did your father go, O Layla? What is the answer? Dhahaba ila Baghdad. Okay. Dhahaba fi'l fa'il, you know it. Fi Istanbul-la. Yeah. In Istanbul, jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Masajidu kathiratun. Okay, where is our mubtada? Masajidu. Huh? Diptot. What is kasiratun? Naat for masajidu. Huh? Because kullu jama muannas. In the khamsatu mafati ha. Are you with me? In the khamsatu mafati ha. Fine, brother and sister? You know how to analyze this, inshallah. In the zarf, shibu jumla khabar, ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi, khamsatu mubtada wa huwa mudaf, mafatiha mudaf ilayhi, majrurun bil fatah. Okay. Al-Ka'batu, what is Al-Ka'batu? Mubtada, the Ka'ba. What about Ka'ba? Give me some news. Fi Makkah ta. Fi makata jar majru shibu jumla khabar. Okay. Fi hadhihi shari'i. Watch this, Brother Salman. Now every time I take a name of Brother Salman, you know what it is. What is it? Badr. Okay. There was one brother, you know. Everybody kept his name. Brother Hassan Badal. No, I don't want you to call Brother Salman Badal. Yeah, we don't want him to have his surname Badal, you know. Okay. Fi haza shari'i. What is fi? Arshar. Haza ism majrur. Fine, brother? And what is the shari'i? Badal. This is your Badal, Brother Farooq. This is your Badal. Thalathatu masaji. Masaji da. Fine. So, fi haza jar majrur shibu jumla khabar shari'i badal thalathatu mubtada wa huwa mudaf and masajida mudaf ilayhi majrurun bil fatah.